Welcome to the Daily Success Show. I'm your host, Jamila Payne, and I'm on a mission to help millions of women take control of their work life. So if you want to be more productive, increase your earnings, and have time for self-care, then you're in the right place.
Daily success, daily success, and the week ahead. Be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours, you better go get yours.
Welcome back to the show. Today, I have a special episode planned for you. We're talking about the five systems that you need to automate and grow your business. Now, this is based on a recent series that we did at Daily Success Routine called Planner Palooza. So usually once a quarter, about three times a year, we do a really big challenge called Planner Palooza, where there's 4 days of free workshops available for you that will help you to successfully grow your business. This particular Planner Palooza theme was organize and automate your business. So in today's episode, I'm gonna cover the different levels of business that every entrepreneur has to go through. And I'm gonna give you some key questions to ask yourself. And then I'm going to start covering a few of the five systems that are needed to automate and grow your business. Now, the podcast is not a 2-hour show, so you won't get the whole thing here, but no worries. You can go to my YouTube page and subscribe there so that you can get all of the Planner Palooza episodes, and I'll make sure that a link to the Planner Palooza playlist is available in today's show notes. Pull out your notebooks because this is super juicy. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this was a live workshop where people could participate. And so on occasion, you will hear me calling out people that attended the workshop live. Even though you weren't there for the live workshop, I think you'll find this helpful because you can see, wow, there's other business owners who are faced with some of the same challenges that I have, and they're thinking about the same things, or they're working through the similar goals. So it's totally going to be helpful for you. Let's go ahead and jump into today's episode, the five systems you need to automate and grow your business.
Good, good. Five systems that will help you automate your business. So one of the things that stays top of mind for me is this idea that 20% of businesses fail in their first year and 50% fail in their fifth year. So that means their second, their third, their fourth year, like still businesses are failing. I've been thinking a lot about like, why is this happening? So I started doing some research that I wanted to share with you, which would kind of give you, kind of set the stage for our conversation this evening. 29% of businesses are failing because they run out of cash. 23% of businesses are failing because they didn't have the right team to run the business. 18% fail because of pricing and cost-related issues. 14% because of poor marketing, and 14% because they ignored their customers. And I bet you all of us have probably been on the receiving end of being a customer who's been ignored. It's not fun. I wanted to share these stats with you because what I want you to recognize is all of these things are controllable. These aren't outside forces. Like, we as business owners have the opportunity to fix these things or make sure that they're set up properly so that our businesses aren't failing because of them. If we look at this as a whole, like, this represents about 98% of the reasons why businesses fail. So there's no reason for you to fail. And these are the things that I'm going to walk you through tonight. These systems are going to help you to make sure that you're not running out of cash, that you do have the right team in place, that you're not struggling with pricing issues or poor marketing or ignoring your customers. Five systems that you need to automate and grow your business. Okay, Bruce says, let's go. Awesome. There's different levels in your business, that different levels of being an entrepreneur or different levels of being a business owner. So I want you to ask yourself and then share into the chat box when you figure it out, which level are you at currently? Now, these are names, these are kind of loving names that I've given to each of these stages of business. But what happens at each of these stages are absolutely true for every single entrepreneur, no fail. The dreamer level is kind of like level one. So if you imagined a pyramid, right? Dreamer would be at the very bottom. Dreamers are people who have different ideas, but nothing is actually fully executed in the business. You might be sharing information with people, telling them about your business. You might even have a website set up or business cards, but you're not really making money yet. So if you're at the dreamer level, then give me a number one into the chat box. Level two, so moving up the pyramid, is the side hustler. Side hustlers usually have like a few clients, but nothing consistent. You're still trying to figure out how to attract the right people and grow your revenues, but there's no solid foundation in place for your business. So if side hustler sounds like you, then put that into the chat. Or maybe you want to wait till I go through all of them. Level three, moving up the pyramid, is the hustlepreneur. You are working really hard, and in some cases not, right? You're working really hard at the last minute. You may have regular clients or a regular book of business, but there's no real sales plan in place. But you're willing to invest both time and money so that you can get bigger results in your business. But you might still be struggling with creating things from scratch, like sending out invoices or proposals to your clients. And on occasion, some mind drama shows up where you're talking negatively to yourself or even talking yourself out of opportunities. Okay, so let me know if level three is where you are in your business. Level four is the business building boss. So the business building boss is someone who has gained significant traction in their business. You're paying yourself regularly and you have a strong business foundation. So the systems are in place that will allow you to be able to move forward and achieve bigger financial goals for your business, but also bigger client impact goals. And then finally, this should actually be level five. So a little typo there. So level five is the savvy CEO. Savvy CEOs are people who already have clients that are naturally coming to them. They're attracted to your business. You got people calling you, asking for quotes, trying to figure out when they can get on your schedule and work with you. And you have a team in place, a solid foundation, and a strategy for limitless growth. All right, so share in the chat. Let's see where you are. I'm going to go through and read them in just a second. But I want to say this really key point before we move on from here. To go from the bottom of the ladder or bottom of the pyramid to the top, kind of level five savvy CEO, requires that you have a strong foundation. Now, you might be like me where you make the mistake of thinking like, oh, I can set up systems later in my business when I'm further up the pyramid or further up the ladder. But let me tell you what I found, and I've been a lifelong entrepreneur. I started my first business at 10 years old, and by the time I was in high school, I had a business that was making 500 bucks a week, like as a teenager. I'm making 500 bucks a week in high school, and then I went on after college to continue my journey as a business owner. What I'm saying is I have over, and if I just look at my adult life, right, I've been an entrepreneur for more than 20 years, and I've been through all of these different stages in different businesses. And so I understand what it takes to get there, but you cannot get there without having a strong foundation, knowing that you have your system set up in place. And like I was saying, I made the mistake of thinking, oh, I'll get all of that stuff set up when I'm further along, and it's not the way to go. All right, so let's see what you had to say. Dawn says level two here, Nakia level two, Tony three, Ronetta three, Lisa one, Anisha level three, Amanda between two and three, Natasha 2.5. I love that. Bruce says hustle gang, and Carla says level one. Okay, awesome. Now, it's not good or bad in terms of where you are. It's just about understanding where you are and where you want to be. right? And so my goal is to help you to be able to get to a level 3 and 4, right? So if you're at a level 3 or below, I want to help you to get to a level 4. You know, if you're at a level 1 and 2, then I want to help you to get to a level 3. That's the work that we do here at Daily Success Routine. I want to help you to move up that business ladder. Here's the other thing that it's important to know. You will have to work your way through each level. You can't just skip levels, but you get to determine how fast or slow you go. That means you don't have to be at level 2 for a year or 2 years or even 2 months. If you don't want to be there, you could take the actions that are necessary to very quickly move through the levels. Okay, so that's really important to know. It's 100% up to you. You have to go through every stage, but how fast or slow you go is depending on what actions you're willing to take that will determine your result. So I want to ask you, are you happy with the level that you're at? Give me a yes or no in the chat box. Who feels like, man, this has been good, but I'm ready to move up the ladder. I'm ready to get to the next level. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of nopes. Okay, Anisha, Lisa, Ronetta says no, she's ready to move up. Nice, Ronetta. Okay, great. That's awesome. So tonight and this week in general is really going to be able to set the tone for you to be able to make that move. So I want you to, again, just really focus on taking action, small actions every single day for the next 4 days are going to help you to get the results. Amanda says, no, we are ready for growth and ready to quit working a full time. I love it. Ruth says, happy and ready for better days. I love it. Okay, working your way through is exactly what you're going to have to do. So I want to ask you, are you experiencing any of the following? So we want to do a little bit of detective work about what's happening in your businesses right now. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And again, I want you to think about which of these apply to you. It could be 1, it could be 2, 3, or 4. It could be a combination of them. Write down the numbers that apply to you and then pop them into the chat. So number 1, I want to know if you're experiencing when you meet a potential client, you delay following up because you're not exactly sure what to say, or you might have talked yourself out of the opportunity. Like, I don't know if they really want to work with me, even though they're saying they're interested, they're probably just being nice, like all of this stuff that you might be telling yourself. Okay, so that could be number 1. Number 2 is that when people have asked you to send pricing or a proposal, you don't have anything put together. And you also don't feel confident about what you're going to send. And so you procrastinate on doing it. If that's been true for you, then give me a number 2. 3 would be that you're creating everything from scratch, your proposals, your invoices, your emails, your blog posts, and you get frustrated with client follow-up because you don't feel organized or have any client processes in place. So following up means, oh my gosh, I now need to create something again, right? Like more administrative stuff. Oh, I need to create an email to follow up from the call, or I need to create an invoice or create a proposal. And that in and of itself feels daunting. Or maybe you're number 4, you go back and forth on email, trying to schedule meetings and client consultations only to have them reschedule or cancel the call. Let me hear what you're experiencing right now. And if there's anything else, then I'd love to hear that in the chat too. So if it's not one of these things and it's something else, then type into the chat. Okay, I'm seeing a couple number 3s. So Renetta says number 3, Ronique says number 3, Carla says number 3. Okay, so a lot of creating from scratch. Great. We are absolutely going to tackle that. Lisa says 2 and 3. Tony says 3 and 4. Natasha 3, building a team to work with my growth. Okay. Awesome. That's a big one. Amanda, grateful. We don't have to deal with any of these. Okay. That's good. You have some templates in place. Great. Amanda, I want to hear, what is the thing that you're struggling with when it comes to systems and processes and being able to automate in your business? Share that in the chat for us. Anisha says 3, Dawn says 2 and 3. Okay, awesome. This is great. I'm excited to hear, Amanda, what yours is. If there's anything else, just like I said to Amanda, if there's other things that you're challenged by, share them into the chat because we can go back to these and try to tackle some of these as questions as a part of today's session as well. I want to make sure that we can, the consistency with the financial tracking. Okay, that's a huge one. awesome. Okay, we're going to talk about that today too. All right, so let's get in. So we kind of set the stage for understanding, number one, that, hey, you're in control, right? So there's different levels that we have to move through as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as the CEOs of our companies and our lives. We cannot avoid those steps, but you get to go as fast or as slow as you want. Why it's critical that we put these things in place right now, like not next week, not next month, not next year, is because there are businesses failing at an enormous rate because they didn't do these steps. And you are not going to be one of those businesses, right? So that's why we're going to take action on this today. So let's jump into system number one that is going to help you to automate and grow your business. And that is a marketing system. Your marketing system is going to answer the question, how do you attract your ideal client, build that know, like, and trust factor so that when they're ready to buy, they think of you. And this is the key part, right? Because when we are making offers for people to work with us, doesn't mean that they're ready to buy at that time. It might be some point down the line that they're ready to buy, especially if they haven't built any sort of rapport with you. So your marketing system is going to help move people through that process. Okay, let me give you some quick examples. So here's what a simple marketing system looks like. Now, few words of caution. You may or may not have any marketing process set up in your business yet. If you don't, what I want to encourage you is to make sure that you have at least one. People make the mistake of trying to implement different marketing tactics in their business, but none of them are marketing systems, okay? A system moves people through the customer journey and the decision-making process. And so you might be doing all of these marketing tactics, but there is no real system in place. Okay, so let me give you a couple ideas of just an initial framework of a simple marketing system. First, it starts with figuring out how are you connecting with your ideal buyer. Well, number one, hey, when we're talking marketing, you got to know who your ideal buyer is in the first place. Assuming you know, you have done the work and know who your ideal buyer is, the second piece is that you want to be able to figure out how you're going to connect with them. All right. So that's the first part of the marketing system. The second part of the marketing system is going to be, how are you making the offer to work together? So how are you saying to them, hey, here's what I can do to help you to solve your problem? Any good marketing system needs at least those two components, but really there's a third, which would then be the follow-up, right? So how do you stay in touch, follow up, etc.? Now, the way that you're connecting with your clients should give you the opportunity to build that know, like, and trust factor, so that it makes sense for you to offer to work together, so that it makes sense for you to follow up. Okay, got all of that? So those are kind of like the three pieces. Here's some examples of what that looks like. Follow up is going to be different for everybody, so I didn't include that here. You might follow up via email, or follow up via phone, or however you follow up via postcard, right? You may have many different ways for following up, but I want to focus today on the first two pieces of the system. So example one here is a simple marketing system might be that the way you connect with your potential clients is through an in-person event. That could be a networking event, that could be an event that you throw. And then the second part of that system might be that you're inviting them to do a consultation call with. Okay, so that's example number one. Example number two might be that you are using your websites. Your whole focus, your marketing focus, is getting high volumes of traffic to your website, where you're putting people into your process to request a quote. Let's say that you are a graphic design business, as an example, right? So you might be getting people to request a quote from you as your marketing process, and that's where you are able to make that offer. Okay, example three is social. You know, a lot of people talk about finding customers on social, but they often don't have that marketing system in place. So let's just say a simple system might be that you are using the bio of your Instagram profile to invite people to schedule a call with you. So your posts that you're doing might be talking about your clients, work that you've done for them, showing examples of your work, showing how you help people. You're constantly like telling that story of how you're working with people, how you're getting people results. And then your profile invites people to be able to schedule a call with you. Okay, example number three. Example number four would be if you're hosting your own workshop. I have gone to, what do you call it? Events where, let's just say there was a gentleman who was like a sales trainer. He trained business owners on how to do sales in their business. And what he did is he would have a workshop once or twice a month. And his marketing system was to get as many people, quality people that fit his ideal buyer profile to show up to his in-person workshop. And then he would do a whole presentation where he taught people some of the different sales techniques and strategies. And then he would invite them to work with him as their sales trainer. Okay, so that's the workshop example. Trunk show. Let's just say if you have a business that includes physical products, like a fashion business, you might be partnering with different retailers to have trunk shows in their store. And so your marketing system is that you're trying to drive business to that trunk show event where they can try out your product, experience it, get it on, touch it, feel it, and then you make an offer there for them to buy. An alternative, let's say if you're not doing physical retail but online retail, then you might just have like a Facebook live sale, right? So you get live. I have a client that I work with that has a retail business and she does Facebook lives once a week where she gets on there with like a salesperson in her store. They're showing some new items that they got in for that week and people buy live right on the Facebook and they pack the order, ship it out. And that's one way that they attract customers. I want to hear from you. Which type of these simple marketing systems sound like something that you would want to implement in your business? Or if you have any questions about any of these systems, then feel free to type those questions into the chat box. But share in the chat, what do you think would work best for your business? Or maybe you know, like if you're at the phase of already using a system, let us know what's worked. In-person events, website traffic, Instagram, workshops, or something else. Could be that you're doing something else. Dawn says word of mouth referrals. Dawn, I'm going to get on you a little bit about this because I don't believe in word of mouth referrals. What I mean by that is I think that word of mouth is generated. Like even as a business owner, you're doing something that generates the word of mouth. And if you don't know what that is, then it's really important to figure out like what is creating the word of mouth. Now, I'm not saying that referrals don't work. Absolutely, referrals are awesome. I'm saying, what is the thing that you're doing that you can continue to increase or scale to keep those referrals coming in? That's really, really important. For example, I have a friend named Paul who runs a really awesome business called Zingerman's, which is based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one of the things that they do, which helps generate referrals, they have a deli. And when people come into their deli and there's some kind of sandwich that they don't want, they will go as far as recommending another place where they can go to get that kind of sandwich. And they've even been known to have a team member to drive someone to that location. Isn't that crazy? So they would take a customer who is not going to end up buying from them, have a staff member like get from behind the counter and go like drive this person, whatever, a block or two away to a place that does have their kind of sandwich. Now, why do you think they would do that? Because that generates word of mouth. Like here I am telling you, and I'm in Philadelphia and you're in the world where you are, and I'm telling you the story of Zingerman's, right? So they have customer service process that generates referrals. So they do this crazy, outrageous customer service. The same is true for a company like Zappos. Right, like that's why they killed it in their business because of that. All right, Renetta says, I'm trying to create a funnel system that fits my business. Awesome. Social media, marketing, but we utilize other marketing tools, content. Okay, good. So that's, it's not really just referrals, right? Like you're doing the work to get the referrals, right? They're just not magically happening. Like you're doing the work. So give yourself some credit there. Okay, Natasha says web traffic and IG. I'm a retailer. Okay, great. Tony says, I've been on website traffic to request 15-minute consultation call. Okay, great. I see Lisa also says website and trunk shows. Awesome. Oh, okay. Dawn says she's going to do a Nextdoor ad and also Craigslist ads. Okay, great. So that's first. Get those marketing systems in place. Number two is your client onboarding system. The question here is, how do you welcome new clients into your business and set up expectations for the experience of working together? This is so critical because, especially if you're in a service-based business, you can have the challenge of clients expecting to get in touch with you at all hours. You have a client like texting you at midnight, 3 a.m, and you're like, what the heck is going on? Like, why is this person contacting me? Right? In some cases, they might be expecting you to respond. In some cases, they're just sending a message when they thought of it. But your client onboarding, number one, ensures that you can set expectations right from the jump and then make people feel really good about the decision to work with you.
We're going to pause right there, but that covers two of the 5 ways that you can automate and grow your business. And if you want to grab the rest of them, no worries. You can go to my YouTube page and listen to the entire workshop. I know it was just starting to get juicy, but you can find the link to the YouTube page in the show notes inside of your podcast application. And if you like the teachings in today's show, then you're gonna love my new masterclass, How to Create Income Generating Processes in Your Business Without Neglecting Current Client Work. If you're constantly asking yourself, what did I do all day? Then you need to learn the 3-part daily success system, the art of automating your business operations so that everything creating sales is on autopilot and you can get your time back. So join the free class and you will learn how to systemize and automate everything that drives income in your business, the secret to becoming a CEO that grows income while reducing the number of hours you're working, and how to manage your schedule so that your workday is productive and you can have space to enjoy life. I can't wait to see you there. You can register by going to dailysuccess.co/grow. That's dailysuccess.co/grow. All right, it's action taking time. So here's what I want to invite you to do. I want you to go to the show notes for today and grab the action guide, which we put together, which will completely walk you through the 5 business profit personalities. So I really want you to get clear on that piece in the workshop where I talked about the different types of personalities that you have and how these personalities are representative of the amount of profit and income that you're bringing into your business. All right, so go download that action guide, which is in the show notes, which you can also find on our website at shows.dailysuccessroutine.com. Figure out what profit personality that you're currently at, and then make a decision about where you want to go. Remember, I said that every single entrepreneur must move through these phases. You can go as fast or as slow as you want to go, but you want to keep moving. All right, so go grab the action guide so you can find out right now. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life.
Daily success, plan the week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success, daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success, daily success, daily success.